death day party?" said Hermione keenly, when Harry had changed at last and joined her and Ron in the common room. "I bet there aren't many living people who can say they've been to one of those. It'll be fascinating."
"Why would anyone want to celebrate the day they died?" said Ron, who was halfway through his potions homework and grumpy. "Sounds dead depressing to me." Rain was still lashing the windows, which were now inky black, but inside all looked bright and cheerful. The firelight glowed over the countless squashy armchairs where people sat reading, talking, doing homework, or, in the case of Fred and George Weasley, trying to find out what would happen if you fed a filibuster firework to a salamander. Fred had rescued the brilliant orange fire-dwelling lizard from a Care of Magical Creatures class, and it was now smouldering gently on a table, surrounded by a knot of curious people. Harry was at the point of telling Ron and Hermione about Filch and the Quickspell course when the salamander suddenly whizzed into the air, emitting loud sparks and bangs as it whirled wildly round the room. The sight of Percy bellowing himself hoarse at Fred and George, the spectacular display of tangerine stars showering from the salamander's mouth, and its escape into the fire with accompanying explosions drove both Filch and the Quickspell envelope from Harry's mind.